Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the probably one of the most recognizable scriptures in the Bible. Mm-hmm. John 3:16. Mm-hmm. That is John chapter 3, verse 16. John 3:16, guys. Bear with me. It reads as follows: For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today is Easter, and I want to speak on a topic and give you an Easter message, the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. An Easter message, the ultimate sacrifice. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. God knew that he would have to send his Son, Jesus, to bring grace and salvation into this world.
Yes.
The world that God created was corrupt and needed to be saved. So God sent us a Savior, his only begotten Son, named Jesus. Think about that for a second. Any parent, can you imagine giving up your only kid? But that's what God did because he loved us so much. Now, since this is Easter, let's review the life of Jesus Christ. This is a brief synopsis, ladies and gentlemen, because he did so much.
Yes, he did.
We'll start off with the fact that he was born of a virgin named Mary. He was baptized by John the Baptist. He was tempted in the wilderness, but he was not deterred. He called upon 12 men to drop everything and follow him, knowing that one of those 12 men would ultimately betray him. He went from village to village preaching the word of God.
Yes.
He made the lame to walk,
okay,
the blind to see. He cast out demons. He cleaned leprosy. He restored limbs, and that's just to name a few. He taught us how to pray. He turned water to wine. He walked on water. Wow. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He calmed the sea. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He foretold of his own death. He was always public enemy number one, but was never deterred in doing the will of God. Think about that for a second. They were trying to kill him most of his life. He promised us a comforter after his death.
Yes, he did.
He had a final meal with the disciples, and that was the very first communion. He was betrayed by one of his own disciples named Judas for a price of 30 pieces of silver. He was arrested on trumped up charges as he was an innocent man. He did nothing wrong. He was beaten, mocked, spit on, side pierced, given a crown of thorns, nailed to a cross where he died, gave up the ghost. And he rose from the dead on the third day, just as he said he would. Now he appeared on a few occasions and to his disciples after his death, right? Now here's the crux of this whole conversation. He lived a sin-free life and only did what was the will of God, his Father. He was and is the most important person to ever live. Would y'all agree with me on that?
Amen.
Now that, this is an abbreviated version of the life of Jesus Christ. He did so many things that the word tells us that everything could not be written down in the Bible. It was just so much. We celebrate Easter each year to commemorate his resurrection, his rising from the dead, even as he promised that he would. His only goal was to do God's will and to lead us from the path of destruction that mankind was on then and is on now, onto a path of righteousness. So how should we really celebrate Easter and his resurrection? That's the question. Now, I was debating about even bringing this up, but I got to bring it up. Because today is Easter. There's the Easter bunny. We eat dye eggs. We got the basket. We got jelly beans. And Lord knows, I love me some jelly beans. I think it's all wonderful. But leave it to man to find a way to belittle such a celebration with their own ideas. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with the resurrection of Christ is beyond me. And don't even get me started about Santa Claus, okay? I'm not going to go there. That's a whole different ball of wax. So I ask again, how should we celebrate Easter and his resurrection? You see, saints, God made the sacrifice of his only son because he loves us and decided before he created Adam that the time would surely come for Jesus to make the sacrifice. Then Jesus endured the cross for our salvation, to remission of our sins. His resurrection was only a part of the story. His death and sacrifice, like I said, brought us salvation. And if we are to celebrate his resurrection, we must celebrate his life. Now, to honor someone is to honor what they stood for. Would you agree with me on that?
That's true.
Now, Jesus stood for the will of God and told us to repent and turn from our sinful ways and turn to God. That's what he was all about. He had no other agendas. That's all he did. Now, as Jesus stated in John 14, verses 1 and 4, it states, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way of the place where I'm going." You gotta understand, Jesus' death, his resurrection, brought forth a way. It paved a way for us to get closer to God that we didn't have before. The promise of the Comforter came with this death and resurrection. None of this would have occurred without this sacrifice. If we are to honor Jesus, we got to change. Would y'all agree with me? Got awfully quiet. Would y'all agree with me? If we are to honor God, we must change. See, God gave us Jesus as a living sacrifice, and we should do the same as it is stated in Romans 12, 1, which states, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Your true and proper worship. Okay. Let's put that in our thought bin for a second. If we are to honor God who loved us so much to give his only son, then we ought to start taking this sacrifice a lot more seriously than we have been. Mm-hmm. Would y'all agree with me? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to bring it to terms that we all can understand. In the military, when a soldier is killed fighting to protect his country, it is called making the ultimate sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice, giving his life for everyone. He gave no regard for his own life, only thinking about the results. He made no distinction of race, creed, gender, or age when making this sacrifice and wanted everyone to benefit from it. The scripture states that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, let me explain this further. We must understand that the word body includes not only our body, but our minds and our soul or heart. Think about it. The body can't move until the mind tells it to.
That's so true.
The mind controls the body. Mm-hmm. It is connected. Now let's get even deeper. Mm-hmm. Our heart leads our mind into making decisions, right? Mm-hmm. We only do what we feel in our hearts. We won't do anything outside of that, right? Mm-hmm. So the heart controls the mind controls the body. Mm-hmm. If we want to offer our body as a living sacrifice, we need to have a change of heart and mind mm-hmm. in order for the body to respond. And body is plural, meaning the body of Christ as well as us individually. Mm-hmm. This we cannot do on our own. I repeat, you can't change yourself, guys. You need help. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said in John 14:6, listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get close to God, come to God at all, but by me. Mm-hmm. He said that our way, in other words, Jesus said that our way, the way we're currently living, is not the way. And that his way of being led by God is the only way. That was his legacy, being led by God. That's what we should honor, him being led by God. So how do we make our own ultimate sacrifice? Well, we got to go to Jesus. We got to humble ourselves. We have asked him to change our heart and mind, which will start a new life for us and allow us through Jesus to grow and become close to not only Jesus, but his Father. This is what the sacrifice is all about. If God expects us to make the same ultimate sacrifice that his son did, and that's the only way to look at it. If we are to honor God, given the fact that his only son was and did make the ultimate sacrifice, then we must be willing to make the same sacrifice by losing our old selves and becoming new through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if we're willing to pay the price, just like Jesus did, we will be rewarded with having a strong relationship with God, and we will honor the sacrifice that Jesus made. I got to go off script a little bit here, okay? Every Easter, we preach the same He is risen message. He is risen. Thank God He's risen.
Thank God.
But we need to start preaching this message about the true sacrifice that he made, the ultimate sacrifice that he made. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it is expected of us to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard, y'all. It really is difficult sometimes. But I think about the love of God. He loves us that much. Knowing that his son would go on a cross, get nailed onto a cross, mm-hmm. and still allowing it. And Jesus said, you know, this is a whole lot, but not my will, Lord. Mm-hmm. Let your will be done. You know? Mm-hmm. And went ahead and did it anyway. Bless all for us. And then we buy Easter baskets? Come on, y'all. What are we doing here? He paid the ultimate sacrifice for our lives. We need to show our gratitude by paying the same ultimate sacrifice by giving him ours so that we can live a sin-free life like he did, so we can follow God like he did, so we can hear from God like he did. All of this, I didn't write none of this down. This is coming straight from my heart, okay? That's what we need to do and celebrate Easter, okay? He is risen, but it's time for us to rise too. Rise and say, you know what? I really thank you, Lord. I really appreciate it, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. So I urge everyone to go ahead. Please enjoy this Easter holiday.
Yes.
But remember the price that Jesus paid for our salvation and the remission of our sins. Mm. Because it was the ultimate sacrifice. Let us pray.
Thank you, God.
Dear Lord our God, I'm just speechless, Lord. I really am. I thank you. I can't imagine giving up my son. I thank you for loving us so much that you gave up your son. And Jesus, I want to thank you for laying it all on the line, saying, you know what? It's not my will, but it's the will of God. And you went on the cross and you rose on the third day. And we thank you, Lord, for our salvation. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. Lord, we hope and pray that you'll draw us by your Spirit so that we can ultimately pay the same price with our lives, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll draw us to you and put it in our hearts, Lord, to want to change, to pay homage to you the correct way, Lord, to lay our lives down just like you did, Lord. Help us, Lord. We're human. It's not something that we want to do. It's not something that we're comfortable with, Lord. But who's comfortable going to a cross? Oh, my Lord. Father, help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord, so that we can honor you the way that you deserve to be honored on this Easter day, Lord. Father, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. Please forgive us for falling short, Lord. Please. Father, I thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth. Many will hear it. Many will come forth to you, Lord. And many will come to you and ask, Lord, that they be changed and so that they can sacrifice themselves just like you did for us. There's no greater love than that, Lord, laying down a life for a friend. And we appreciate it, Lord. We give you so much thanks. We're in awe of thee, Lord, because we couldn't do what you did, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.